Audience, I want you to hear the voices of some of Hollywood's most famous movie stars. Listen to voice number one here.
Oh, fluffer and succotash. Wait till I catch that bird, I'll swallow him whole.
Sylvester Catt, one of your favorites, I know. That's just one. Listen to number two here.
Ooh, I thought I saw a bunny dab. I did see a bunny dab.
There you are, old Tweety Bird. Tweety Bird. Now here's number three.
I'm a real Westerner. Where can I find my number?
Yeah, Yosemite Sam. That's who it is. And not only that, our next guest earns his living bringing all those characters to life. That's his line. Say hello to Mel Blanc. Such a pleasure to see you again.
It's
always a pleasure to see you. I think you can tell from the response of that audience, they love those voices, three of their favorites, but you've done so many, and I'd like to ask you to do a few more.
Oh, I'd love to.
For instance, the Maxwell on the old Jack Benny show. How did that all start?
Well, you know, the sound effects men were supposed to play the sound of a motor on a record.
Uh-huh.
And I saw, just before the cue, I saw they didn't have the electric plug put in the socket.
Yes.
And it came to the cue, and I jumped up to the microphone, and I made like a Maxwell, like this.
One of America's favorite automobiles of all time. And the parrot, Jack Benny's parrot.
Oh, his parrot couldn't come in on cue, so he asked me if I could do it. I said,
You know, I once heard that the Benny writers tried to play a joke on you by deliberately putting something into the script that they didn't think you could handle. Is that true? Did that really happen?
Oh, yeah, that's very true. They thought that I couldn't do this. We were visiting Epsom Downs in England, you know, the horse race track.
Yes.
And one of the writers writes in, Mel Blanc does an English horse whinny.
An English horse whinny.
Yeah, how can you tell the nationality of a horse?
I couldn't.
But I never say no, and I waited for the cue, and when the cue came, I did an English horse whinny like this.
Only you could handle that assignment. Only you could handle that. When did you start doing these sounds and voices?
Gosh, when I was just a little kid, I think about 1916.
And here you are, still going strong.
Yes, I'm doing a lot more work than I've ever done. And, you know, I'm still looking for someone who can do the voices that I do, so that when I retire, I hope in a long time from now, but when I'll have someone that I can depend on to do my voices.
To take over for you?
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be tough to try to find someone, I mean.
It will be.
I wish I could help. You know, maybe I could help you out, Mel.
Good.
Look out here in this audience. Some of those people look as if they're loaded with talent. At least a couple of them are loaded right up here. I'll tell you what, I'll go out there. I'll find some people I think might have talent. You do a voice for them, and we'll see how well they do.
Okay.
Here we go.
Good deal.
Here we go. Now, anyone out here who feels that he or she hears a lady with her hand up already back here, she has confidence. I'm coming right back to you, madam. Stand up there, will you please? And tell me your name.
Sue Schiller.
Sue Schiller. What do you do?
I'm a medical assistant.
And you have never done voices or anything like this?
No, not
really. But you
really
feel that perhaps you could handle it, do you? All right, Mel, how about Bugs Bunny? Do Bugs Bunny for her, will you please?
Me. What's up, Doc?
All right.
I can do a chicken better than that.
Now, look. Is this your show or my show? If you want to do a chicken, go out in the parking lot and do a chicken, you see? But if you're going to do what we're asking you to do, it's Bugs Bunny. Bugs Bunny again. Will you please, Mel?
Nah. Can't you do Bugs Bunny, Doc? Try it once.
Nah. What's up, Doc?
That's pretty good. thought you could do. Let's see here. Let me look around. Now, you had your hand up. What's your name?
I got laryngitis.
We are on the full facilities of CBS. I have one of the highest priced talents in Hollywood, Mel Blanc up there. I have built this up. This is going to be one of the highlights of the show, and you have laryngitis. Why did you raise your hand?
I was just playing.
Go back and play with the guy you came with. There, will you please? Here's a man who could do this. Stand up here. Tell me your name, sir.
Stanley Sugar.
Stanley, what do you do?
Nothing.
I knew, Stanley. I knew you had talent. If you can live these days and do nothing, you have to have talent. Now, I want you to try to do the voice that he does next. Mel, how about Daffy Duck?
Well, certainly, Daffy Duck is a kind of screwy little duck that does...
Now, what? All right, you do a beautiful cuckoo clock. That's what you do. Thank you very much. How about you hiding around behind me here? Stand up here, please. Now, for him, how about Bugs Bunny?
Me. What's up, Doc? Me. What's up, Doc?
That's good. That's really good. Yeah. Mel, I think I have a hot one here.
Sounds good.
It does. How about a little Daffy Duck?
Well, certainly, you are despicable. Suffering succotash. Certainly I can sound like Daffy Duck. You're despicable.
Well, that's marvelous. I have the man right here. I have the man. What's your name?
Noel Blanc.
Noel Blanc. Mel's son. Come on, let's join your dad up there, Noel. Noel has been working on this a spell, we can tell. He does them beautifully, Mel. He really does them well. How long have you been working with him?
He used to come to me when I was a kid, when he was a kid.
Don't make me that old.
Now, wait a minute. I liked your first story better, Mel. <Yeah. now. laughs>
And I'd be fixing... we have an antique watch collection between us.
Yes.
And I'd be fixing one of my antique watches, and I'd say, "Say, this thing certainly is old, don't you think so?"
And I'd say, "Yes, it's a mainspring, isn't it?"
And we get I'd say it's the wettest story I've heard since I came out here tonight. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I said we got a lot of rusty watches with it.
I bet you did. I'll bet you did. How old were you when you first started doing voices?
Oh, about 4 years old. I'd bring a Bugs Bunny comic book in and sit on his knee, and he would read them to me in the different voices I try to copy him.
Sure. Has he mastered them all?
Yes, he has done almost everything except Yosemite Sam is a little gravelly on his voice.
Yosemite Sam is right down here, tough.
Every time I try that, my vocal cords end up on the wall somewhere. You know, but it's interesting because he can do that so well and for so long a time. Didn't you have, I think you had your voice box x-rayed once.
Right.
He had his voice box x-rayed. And the doctor told him that his vocal cords were as strong as the great Caruso, that he had only seen another pair of vocal cords like Mel's.
Of course, I can't sing like Caruso, but...
I already had a spot planned for next week. Have him back. Well, this has just been a marvelous visit. I want to thank you for all of the happiness you've brought us, Mel. And Noel will be watching for you in the future. But before you go, do you two have any final words for us?
Yes. That's all, folks.
Hi, I'm Jack Mercer, and I do the voice of Popeye.
I am what I am, and that's all what I am. And that's my line.
Hi, everybody. I'm Clarence Nash, and I'm the voice of Donald Duck.
Yeah, hello, everybody. And that's my line.
Yep, that's my line.